Hey, this is Side Hustle Radio, and we are back in the building.
Kiss my butt.
Kicking the doors, I kick your butt. If you ever, blah, 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 beep, 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 beep. Hey, you know who this be. That standing boyfriend that made you hate the most and love the most at the exact same time. But I'm your friend. Hey, Mr. Look Back At It. Yeah, you know, yeah. I be Hef Chulo.
Huh?
Hef Chulo. That's who I be. And I got my partner in crime, or I should say, I'm his crime partner. Hey, the man's the ones and two, Mr. Blend for Blend. Hey, wait, I'm back at the door in a few seconds. But Mr. Blend for Blend, Sensei's on the ones and two, DJ.
DJ DEEPOISC.
On. Everything. Oh, God. That's that platinum DJ. Hey, if you want to check out his mixtape, go to Mixtape Heat. You still on Mixtape Heat, right?
Yes.
Okay. .net. Last time, the popo was seasoned mixtapes and everything. So, that's my mixtape DJ. Hey, happy Memorial Day weekend for everybody out there. Memorial Day week, and also the weekend. Okay, so I want to give a shout out to you know, Nate Dogg was in the Marines.
Yeah, I knew he was in the military.
Yeah, because you know, Memorial Day for our military. And, shout out to Ice-T. He was in the Army.
Shout out Rick James. In the Navy, I believe.
Yeah, Rick James. Yeah, he's like, cause Rick James was my uncle. I think all my uncles, because that's my uncle age, all them was in the Navy. They had to go to the Navy. So Rick James,
my uncle was in the Navy too.
And my mom, he was a Marine. That's the crazy one. But anyway, that's the other one. But and also a shout out to Cannabis.
Huh?
Cannabis was an Army. He was in the Army.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Cannabis Army, Iran Contra. Bringing weed back to the community. I'll play again. If it's not you, I'm just talking about back then. Hey, well, so shout out to all them who were, and also shout out to all the armed forces out there serving our country. You know, so shout out to all y'all. So, hey, we got a show this evening. We got a great guest. I think we should have Wordsworth. In the building this evening, or this morning, depending on the time you listen to this show. But regardless, the show is about to be fire. It's about to be fire.
Fire.
Fire. And also, shout out to DJ DePoise.
Huh?
Shout out to you, bro. I just had to do that.
I went in the military.
You did a lot of serving. You work hard like you in the military, bro. You work too hard for me. I ain't gonna lie to you. You work too hard for me. I keep forgetting you're not in the military, how much work you be doing.
You're trying to get it.
Yeah, so.
You trying to get it.
But yeah, so. Hey, so, what's out there in hip-hop this week?
Nada.
Nada?
There is, but, I don't think I have it all here, but I have a new Papoose and Remy Ma situation jump off right now. So it's called CC. So let's rock.
They run for the clout like everybody real till a real nigga walk in the room. Acting like you G'd up and rich, CC. Soon as something happen, you go snitch, CC. Talking but you never drop a addy, CC. Why you acting tough? You ain't staticky, CC. Got your ass out, you a model, huh, CC. You just trying to get some more followers, CC. Frontin' like you in New York banging, CC. The truth is, you be false claiming, CC. You a blood, used to be a crit, CC. Heard you got kicked out the whip, CC. Goofy ass niggas talking spicy, CC. But it's all cap, you ain't like me, CC. Talking real crazy on IG, CC. Frontin' like you don't know where to find me, CC. Niggas talking about they got paperwork, CC. They tell lies when the fucking hate don't work, CC. Gave it up on the first date, CC. Need some money, now you screaming rape, CC. Got them thinking you the big homie, CC. Running around with that fake rollie, CC. Clout chaser, clout chaser.
You a CC.
Clout chaser. Clout chaser.
You a CC. They run for the clout like see everybody real to a real bitch walk in the room. Money phone pics need to stop, CC. Singles with 100 on the top, CC. Bought your own ring, that's how your finger icy, CC. The truth is you ain't nobody wifey, CC. Said your pussy costs and he can't afford it, CC. Lying, you on your third abortion, CC. Swear niggas be in your DM, CC. But you just another bit of BM, CC. In the club, your mother got your kids, CC. Look fly and got a dirty ass crib, CC. Saw you post a pic of your meal, CC. But y'all was arguing about the bill, CC. Bragging that you fuck mad chicks, CC. The rumor is you got a little dick, CC. Taking pics from the parked cars, CC. We all know that whip ain't yours, CC. Always talking about your pieces hit, CC. But you sell a fake designer shit, CC. Put up RP when he died, CC. But you ain't loving when he was alive, CC.
Clout chaser, clout chaser.
You a 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 CC.
You a clout chaser. Hey, that was Papoose and Remy Ma, 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 Ma. CC. Who's a clout chaser? Clout chaser. Hey, like I said, we got a great show this evening. Man, we got two legends in the studio this evening. We have Wordsworth and Pearl Gates all the way. From Florida, I want to say that, but then let us know. Hey, welcome, family.
What's happening, man? Y'all hear us loud?
Oh, yeah, we can hear y'all loud and clear. Yeah, y'all coming through nice. So, with that being said, for those who do know you and for those who don't know you, can you go ahead and introduce yourselves?
All right, yeah, so I'm Wordsworth. You may know me from Lyricist Lounge, the Lyricist Lounge TV show, HBO MTV, Punchline of Wordsworth, the EMC crew, me, Master Ace, and Strickland, and then that pretty much sums up me.
Yeah, this is Pearl Gates, live from Washington Heights, New York City. You might know me from collaborations with EMC, Wordsworth, Master Ace, Cool G Rap, Blue. The list is endless, man.
Yeah. We got some hip hop royalty in the building tonight.
Oh, yes, we do.
Man. Keyword hip hop for sure. You guys? Can you still hear us?
Yeah, you're kind of low, though. Yeah, it's a little low, but we're here.
Okay, my bad. We didn't think we couldn't hear you for a minute.
Yeah, I thought we lost him for a second. But yeah, like I said, you're right, bro. Hip-hop royalty in the building right now. So let's do this first. Wordsworth, how long you been in the business?
Black Star album, that's 90s stuff. So anything roughly in the 90s range right there. Late 90s.
Oh, since the late 90s.
Yo, I mean, I remember Lyricist Lives. That was the joint. That was the hit right there. That was the hit. I knew I had remembered your name from something other than music, man. You've been an independent artist for a minute.
Yeah, you're kind of low.
I don't know what's going on. How about now?
It's better, but it's still better. Low.
I was saying I've been rocking with your career for a minute, man, as an independent artist.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Thank you.
Well, hey, Pearl Gates, what about you? How long you been in the business?
Well, I've been around the business in the industry for like at least since like 2005, but officially, you know, signed acting and doing my rounds in that way probably since 2015. So just a few years.
It's still good there. In this industry, man, and the cat can last longer than 6 months with one song. You doing good.
Yeah, man.
Man, how we start this off? For real, the music that you guys put out, man, is the essence of what we, or us older generation, call real hip hop. But you guys don't get the respect that you deserve as far as lyricists and actually putting something in somebody's mind when they listen to your music. So how does that feel, man, that, you know, y'all don't get the love that you should get compared to like Amigos, who puts out a song with a repetitive hook and, you know, something that don't make sense?
You know, I've long been over trying to worry about what everybody else is doing and their credibility and stuff. Like, that energy I just put into making the music and keep going forward, I look at it like it's kind of like hieroglyphics in a way, right? Like, people study it years later and find out how important the messages are. And also, there's other artists that are older than me, and some of them have reached some of their prime within the past couple of years, getting whether it's the Oscars or going gold, going platinum, and things like that. And I think you really just can't base your time on other people's time. You just got to make the music and let the people discover it, and then when it's discovered, that's your time. So I just really don't set my watch to anybody else and just let people do what they do. And I think the only remedy to what I don't like is making music hopefully people do like.
Wow. Okay.
So I remember, man, I saw a video of you freestyling in it was like a park, and somebody had a video like set up, and I don't remember what year it was, man, but he was really young, man. And ever since that video, bro, actually, I might have found it. I found it earlier today. I was like, I remember this video. It's on YouTube. And are you a rapper that just comes off the dome, or do you have to write, you know, your flow, your rhymes?
I enjoy coming off the top with it, but that clip is in the movie Freestyle, The Art of Rhyme. That clip is in.
Okay.
I like rhyming freestyle because it's spontaneous for the audience. So when they come to see us perform, they know they got something that they'll never see again. And that if you ain't come to the show, you missed it. But the written word, I always make sure the written word is more important than off the top. So that's what I stress, you know. I have fun rhyming off the top, but, you know, the written word has to be stronger. What do you say about that, Gates? What do you think?
Yeah, I think, like, for me personally, it's important to be, you know, proficient in both, You know, I think East is an important language in hip hop, and freestyle is something that I definitely take pride in doing. The written, of course, you know, it requires more thought in terms of just sitting down and creating something conceptually and flow wise that you put time into, you know, real time. So each has their own place in terms of importance, but it's fun to be able to do both.
Right. Where do you where do you get the inspiration to write? Does it just, because you know some cats could be riding up the street and see the sky is blue, and then just come up with how do you get inspiration to write? Like, because you guys' rhymes is like sick, like next level, like you know what I'm saying? Because you know we listen to rap and it's like, dang, what was he thinking about when they wrote that? Or how do you? It just amazes me to be able to sit down and write lyrics that make people actually think. Like, you know what I'm saying? Listen to it now and then think about it, come back to you later. Like, oh, that was sick. Those kind of lyrics are rare now. How do you come up with something like that? Like, what gives you the inspiration?
Yeah, man, I think really, first and foremost, the first inspiration is life. You know, just walking through life and gaining life experiences allows you to, at least for myself, to see things in a way that maybe I can express it to where people can see it from a different angle or even relate to it. So first and foremost, I would say is life. The next thing, you know, a lot of times is the production. The production, you just hear a beat and the joint, you know, it hits you a certain way where the message really flows out. So most of the time I look at myself as really a vessel for the message. So, you know, where that exactly comes from, other than, you know, life or the production or the people around me, I can't really tell you, but I just don't get in the way of it flowing out of me. So I just try to be a student of life, a student of my environment, and try to portray that in the best way possible.
But your lyrics are just like, your words are, especially Wordsworth and Gates, your words are like so powerful. You know, you could tell there's a lot of life lived in your lyrics, you know, and that's what's so great about your music. I have a question. Are both of y'all from New York, or is it just one of y'all from New York?
We're both from New York. I'm from Brooklyn, and he's from Washington Heights. So,
oh, okay,
yeah,
okay.
We're both New York representatives.
Wow, okay. Both New York, okay. So, Wordsworth, you in Florida right now. Okay, so, because I was I'm like, how does this Florida person have this New York sound? But you actually from New York. Okay. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense to me. But y'all have, in your lyrics, you have a lot of self. It's like a lot of self knowledge. You know, have any of y'all been 5%ers by any chance?
Nah, I actually, I'm not like a religious person. I'm more of like a spiritual person. I just kind of go by the motto of right and wrong, and then I just weigh it out from whatever decision I make. I think really what we try to put into the music deals with just us as intellectual people. Like, we get along because we're curious and inquisitive artists. You know, if you know me from, you know, being in the group with EMC, Master Ace, and people like that, those are artists that, you know, have stood the test of time based off of being storytellers. And you can't really be a good storyteller without having the information to create the story. So it's really just deals with us having that curiosity and caring about the culture and the craft and saying something that's relatable and you can learn from it without it being a lecture. And I think that's something we also take pride in, making sure it's something people can learn from without feeling like they're getting beat in the head.
Oh, man. Facts. Facts. Okay, so let's get into, we got some tracks here from you. And this is from your new project, right?
Yeah. Hopefully it is. I don't know which records y'all have, but
they got Champion out. Sounds. They got a couple of those joints from there. Champion Sounds is out now. So make sure you go check it out. Champion Sounds.
Oh, I'm excited. Gates,
Wordsworth.
Okay.
Produced by Quincy Tones.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for y'all to hear it, man.
Okay, so which track do y'all want to share with us first?
Let's go with the Live on Air.
Is it Live on Air?
Yeah.
Yep.
We don't have the whole project. We have three tracks. We have, let me check real quick. We have Champion Sounds. We have.
Yeah, go with Champion Sounds.
Champion
Sounds.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's set it off proper.
Okay. Let's do it.
Hey, this is Champion Sounds.
Yeah, yeah.
With Wordsworth and Pearl Gates. Be right back.
Featuring Cool G Rap.
I was gonna say, is that Cool G on the track? Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Let's go.
Be right back.
Welcome to the champion sound wave that you can't be unless we grant meetings. Money bags they hand me and words stir the pot. Crowds flock, they stampeding over serve the block. With supply to demand needing, can't am speeding. Wildin' out though I prefer to drop. Heard the bop, weapons are drawn cause this a murder op. Heard to hop out your ass quicker than diarrhea. You try me or anybody reppin' my side, see your demise. Just like Sia, you can't see us heating chai tea up warming them pies. It's from my mouth to God's ears. Clear vocal, smooth, teach youngins to show and prove. And tell the old heads that time for growth is overdue. Chop the arugula, fruit smoothies, and Kama Sutra from fly cuties. We just doing us, fucking Google us. Pearl Gates, Wordsworth, Quince Tones at the conclave, making fire and brimstone.
It's a murder, they kill a song, boy. Big man, the meaner, don't come around, boy, don't try. Lyrical assassin showdown, international classical champion song. It's a murder, they kill a song, boy. Big man, the meaner, don't come around, boy, don't try. Lyrical assassin showdown, international classical champion song.
Hold belts every weight class, light, middle, and heavyweight. Forever great, never fake. Real estate, every stake. Regulate the streets, whole court, the ghetto legislates to settle hate. People pull metal longer than measure tape. Title contenders and rivals surrender. We drop November, you should hibernate, survive for the winter. Words printed, authentic, most your idols pretenders. Sacred to know us like the pastor has the Bible remembered. Tyson, Ali, Mayweather, champion. Champion sound, a music raising sons of the fathers that can't be around. Oh, you gotta show your big break, a chance to be found. Sorry in advance, I'm in Cairns, France, I can't be in town. International collateral, invested in venture capital. Silicon Valley and Cali, Florida, Cape Canaveral. Gates said Google us, Netflix the two of us. Facebook Live, Instagram, Hulu us, Voodoo us.
It's a murder, they kill us on, boy. Big man, the meaner, don't come around, boy, don't try. Lyrical assassin showdown, international classical champion song. It's a murder, fi kill a song, boy. Big man the meaner, don't come around, boy, don't try. Lyrical assassin showdown, international classical champion song.
Yeah, kid, I'm one in a million. Got my gun, I'ma kill him. I'ma dump till I peel him. Come from the slum with the villains. See him tucking and stealing. We see him ducking and peeling. We make him run for the hills and we only sparing the children. Kill him one in a million, up in his chilling artery spilling. I be coming concealing. Go to war, drumming and drilling. Put a slug in your grilling and put your lungs on the ceiling. Blow your tongue out the building, with your legs numbing the feeling. Straight bullets coming. time that we dump on civilians. Sleeping pills for your satin pillow, we pillaging. No evidence, we leaving lost like Gilligan. The kingpin and the chiller skin with the tilted brim. Dirty dough, bank account flooded with filthy M's. Acquitted cases, the kid face got a guilty grin. The man soprano, keys like a grand piano. Pearl gates, pearl nickel case with fancy ammo. DR to PRB, sand with Tantianos. Camo bikini nymphos, dancing in front of Ram Jones. Chancy Gamble, hammer holding Sambos. We moving up Frank Lopez to Alejandro, you know?
No. That's the champion sounds. And that's what the champion sound like.
For sure.
They say Gates says Google us.
Google us.
Google us.
Google us.
I got the weight. He got heel. A championship belts in each weight class. Oh yeah. Oh, that's some real talk right there.
Yo.
If you get the if y'all can hear me, if you get the CD is actually a championship belt.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's hot. How did y'all and Coogi Rap get together, man? How did this happen?
Well, it's crazy because I got the opportunity to actually work with G-Rap on his latest album, Return of the Dawn.
Okay,
I was on a record with G-Rap, Crooked Eye, and Willie the Kid.
Ooh.
And so, we built that rapport. And I'm grateful for the fact that he ended up returning the favor and getting on this project. And he brought the sword out.
Man, he did. He did. He brought the sword out. Stabbed him in the back. Actually, y'all killed this track.
Champion sound.
This is definitely some champions right here.
Word.
Who did the hook on this track here?
Well, that's actually Spuddy Roots. He's from Brooklyn.
Okay.
Dope artist. He got his reggae roots. And so he came through and blessed the track, man.
Man, this track is fire, man. I'm definitely going to put this in rotation. Hard and heavy. And bless the... all my Fleet DJs with it, because I know my hip hop heads and the Fleet DJs would love this track, man. I'm definitely gonna blast it out to them if it's cool with you guys.
Oh, for sure,
no doubt. Now, being that this is true hip hop, man, I wish we could get them to do a freestyle, man. That would be so fire right now, man. But I know it's difficult to hear back and forth. You can barely hear us, and we're getting a lot of feedback back and forth. But, man, I'm a fan. When did the album drop? What we're listening to right now. When did this drop, or did it drop yet?
Yeah, it dropped yesterday.
Yesterday?
It dropped yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
This exclusive stuff right here.
Oh, it's hot off the press, dude.
Yeah, this dropped yesterday, man. So, that's why I was glad to get this scheduled for today. So, everybody listening can get it and go cop it right now. It's everywhere available. And it got a lot of dope features on there, man. It got G-Rap, we got Master Ace, we got Talib Kweli, Lee Lee, Greg Blackman, Sil, which is actually kind of like a partner with Gates, and they have a project that they dropped about a year or so ago called Playlist, and they got a new project coming out. So it's really an album that just, I think all the features on there fit perfectly on the tracks that they're on. We also got Lee Wilson on there. So it's just one of those albums, man, that it just works out.
Mm.
Oh, man. Oh, and it dropped
yesterday.
Just drop it.
Yeah, just drop it.
Hey, can we go ahead and play another track then?
Oh.
Yeah, play as many as you need to, man. Play as many as you need to.
No, we
can. The people hear it, man.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so we got Sincerely in Live. Was that live on there? You don't have that?
Yeah.
No, I don't have that.
Play that Sincerely Yours, man.
Bro, you have that. I sent it to you.
Dude. Yeah, Sincerely Yours. And shout out to all the, you know, this record specifically, shout out to all the exes and the future situations too. You know, this one's for y'all. Ha.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Give us 1 second here.
If you got something already queued up, you can run with that.
Yeah. We got. I have. Let's see what I have real quick. I have These Days. And
yeah, run with that.
Okay.
Yeah, you can run with that one. That's how Liv Kweli and Greg Blackman is on the hook with Some Voices Choir, which is an amazing choir out in the UK, and you know they were able to come through and bless the track with some great vocals.
All right, let's go, blazing it.
Outside my apartment, less light as the day darkens, dogs barking, heard footsteps to the third floor marching, raided my neighbor barged in and shot by the sergeant. This world frigid, people talking how they live it, that talking leads to walking up the coffins that we visit. We condition the cops will have us admitting the crimes we haven't committed, to asking yourself if you did it. No more good old days, what I put on page you see manifest when I put my foot on stage. We know good kids we wish we could all raise, religion division need a God we could all praise. Heal us, turn the sinners into winners, turn the alcoholics sober, poor the rich, turn the youth into soldiers, turn the dealers into doctors, the hustlers into teachers, the hoodlums into heroes, the
one
comics
of these
into preachers.
Days,
yeah.
Set them on fire.
First is last and the last is first. Stressed out cause my feet are swollen and my back is worse than ever. Damn. But baby need them shoes so I need a bag. Right. No time to think about where our next lead is at. I lead the pack when it comes to the hustle. When I bubble there's so much trouble you hear a rumble in the jungle. Yes. They beg me for my silence cause when I speak they get some butthurt. Fuck a buzzword, I'm far more effective with these cuss words. That's how they speak when ghetto residents live. The shit the same, it never matter who the president is. I'm still broke, now Russia hackers out here stealing our votes. Filling with hope to snatch it back, I need a pill just to cope. Now if the weed don't sedate me, then the Vicodin may. I'm going off on my boss if he try me today. Now who the black and brown heroes that'll inspire the babes? Who get sick of ground zero and dream of
one
flying
of these
babe?
Good old days, set them on fire.
Out of arms reach through the law, it's a battleground you stand on by nature, a hollow round bound to sedate you, that hollow crown found by your neighbor, so now he make the jeweler match gems, like your life worth nothing but a suit and black Tims. All we knew was Mac 10s, and every single first of the month, that rent money past tense, now to re-up, stuck on level one, hard to see up, blinded by classes, I'm so Calabasas trips, unravel mental traffic, studying truth, within an asterisk, that ain't getting nothing but my ass to kiss, not an act. But lies on lies, developing your horizon, nestling enterprises, enter your centralized antennas, desensitizing better instead of nonsense. Never neglect your conscience, best protect your options. Whether it's her design, her essence, where I get mine forever in debt with time. My niggas respect the grind to the day I own every fear I have of dying. I march to Zion, fuck your first class seat. I'm flying.
Fly away,
living
no
Wow. Hey, that's Wordsworth and Pearl Gates.
Yeah, yeah. Pearl Gates had to step away. He was at a wedding, so, you know, he wanted to be respectful, make sure he called in, you know, appreciate, you know, y'all playing the records. But he had to step off, so I'm here for the remainder of the time, whatever y'all need.
Oh no, we're family, you know. Hey, this is your show tonight, because hey, you got the super. You said what was this choir from again? You said England?
Yeah, from UK. Yeah. Wow. You know, Quincy Tones produced the entire album. He's from the UK.
If you don't know
Quincy Tones, he's done stuff with he did the song called The Voice of Christopher Wallace, I believe that's what it was called, with Jay Electronica and P. Diddy. He did some stuff for Raekwon, I believe, for Sean. Royce da 5'9", he's done stuff for. If you just type in Quincy Tones, his discography is kind of out of this world. So him doing this project is so dope, because when you hear the project, you may hear two verses of me and Gates on a certain song, but the song doesn't just abruptly end. It actually go on, because he actually added a lot of live instrumentation on there too.
Oh wow!
So it's kind of like how Gates describes Quincy has the third verse from a producer standpoint. When you listen to the album, it's just a lot of live instruments on there, and you can tell he took a lot of time with it. So that's what's one of the cool things about getting the CD. Even though it's a championship belt, but under it as well, you see all the credits for all the musicians. And that's the one thing that's different today, because a lot of people got digital copies. They don't get to see the musicians and the craftsmanship that goes behind it, because credits are kind of forsaken and pushed to the side nowadays.
Get the CD,
you know.
Yeah, we like CDs like vinyl, so, you know. You know, CDs are new vinyl. You know, I gotta have the actual one CD to put into my. I have a CD player in my vehicle, y'all. So don't be tripping. Right. Sure, I need that CD.
Oh, is it gonna be on vinyl? Is it gonna be available on vinyl for us?
Yeah, right now, man, it's not available on vinyl. We're trying to see about doing that. Right now, it's just the digital and the CDs, and then we'll see about getting the vinyl done. So that's where it is right now. But that CD, man, if you get to see the artwork on it, it's incredible. It's incredible. Like I said, if you go to my Instagram page, Wordsworth, BKLYN, Wordsworth Brooklyn, you'll see the CD. And it's one of those things you just want to have as a collector's item, you know? So definitely check that out.
Yeah, man. Because the two tracks we done heard, I'm liking the music. I'm liking the production. Man, let's.
Thank you.
Hey, let's get to this next track. You said Sincerely. Now we got Sincerely queued up here.
Yeah, because I know. Yeah. We don't want to take up too much time with talking, but we want to bless the world with the music, because I know you have a lot of fans, man, over the years, and a lot of artists that we've had on our show have talked very highly of you, because you do a lot of collabs with them. Cash Meta, we had him like a month or two back.
About a month ago,
yeah. And he spoke very highly of you, and you know, you guys did a track together. I believe it was. I'm trying to remember the name of the track real quick. Let's skip my mind, but
Off his new album.
Yeah. So
he got you.
Yeah,
Wordsworth, you put in that work. You're talking about a hustler.
Yeah.
You put in that work.
I tried, man. I tried to just make sure I maintain the integrity of what I've learned with the game. And then, I don't know if you guys know, I'm also a teacher, too. So, I created a music production program in my school. And if you go on my IGTV, the news even came down and interviewed me about it. So I teach TV, film, and music production.
One
of the things that culminated from me having a TV show, doing music, and all of those other things. And also, if you got Netflix right now, I'm on Netflix. I'm on Peabody and Sherman episode 2 as myself rapping with Prince Paul. So,
Peabody, oh yeah, we got to pull that up in the studio.
Peabody and Sherman. Peabody and Sherman on Netflix episode 2. And then I've been doing stuff over the years like cartoons, SpongeBob movie, Dexter's Laboratory, music. We got music in TV shows and, you know, like the upcoming season of Power. We got something in NCIS last year. That's me and Gates. We have a song with another group. So it's like all these things that I do. Hopefully, if you guys, not you guys particularly, but people listening, if you've been trying to figure out what I've been doing, I've been putting out albums, tons of albums with EMC, myself, but also I've been behind the scenes doing stuff. And I have a master's in music business from the University of Miami. I have a master's in secondary education from Grand Canyon. I was one of the top 50 graduates of my school, SUNY Westbury. I just try to get people up to date, man. I graduated out of college writing all my papers in rhymes.
What?
So
what?
Yeah, man.
You said the University of Miami. You talk about the Miami University. The U. Okay,
yeah,
okay, okay.
Masters in music business. So all that is documented on my Instagram. So I know people haven't probably know my Instagram. So now that you can go check and you can see a lot of these things I'm talking about documented across the couple of years that if you haven't heard the music and you may know me from the TV show. You're like, well, what happened to him? I actually was still doing music and touring for 15 years straight after that and doing other things that keep a career going. And then now I transitioned into me creating a music program, that's unlike anywhere else in the country and stuff like that. So I'm just trying to use this platform, and I appreciate y'all letting me talk. I know about the talking and playing music, but like,
oh no, you family, bro. You family. You family. You good. You can talk all you want to talk. Because you,
thanks, man. Because I'm trying to just enlighten people on the aspect of how to transition as an artist doing it so long, you know, as well. So yeah, man, those are the things that I do, man. And I want people to check it out. I even had a featured article on me graduating from the University of Miami. I was on the front page of their website for graduating from there because all the other things I've done. So, yeah, man, if that's what I've been up to. You know what I'm saying? And then this album, Champion Sounds, is out right now. That's just kind of just another project that's out. But, yeah, man, I've been doing music for a while, and it's out there, man. So, yeah, let's get into that Sincerely Yours. And, yeah, this album is one of my best albums, and I wanted to big it up also with Pearl Gates. I want to big him up because if you don't know about Gates, let me give you a quick rundown on him. Pearl Gates, he actually was on the EMC project, The Tonight Show. He did a hook up for us on Fly Thoughts, which was big. But Pearl Gates, in his own right, has been doing stuff. He actually won a Lyricist award from ASCAP. You know what I'm saying? Oh. So like, dudes are doing things that may not be on the radar, you know, globally like that in some regards, but there's a lot of things that we're doing, and that's why I think this project came out so well with also the skill and the integrity that Quincy Tones puts into the music. So that's a little sum it up. So anybody that's hearing this, you got questions, holla at me, check my Instagram, and, you know, join the journey.
Join the journey. Hey, so this is Wordsworth and Pearl Gates. Tyler, this track is called Sincerely. We'll be right back right after this.
I wrote it in a song, I didn't have your addresses. Apologize for your best friends that I slept with. Had sex with them protected, could've got us both infected. Somehow I hope that this could answer all your questions and guesses. I'm sorry that I gave you complexes, should've been more selective. Ladies disrespected, Maribel out in Brooklyn, Gabrielle out in Texas. Hung up the phone on me, many tears shed it. A jerk to your credit after all these years said it. And I was wrong, left you emotionally harmed. Did everything that was bad, your dad did to your mom. Infidelity, your boy
boyfriend. My choices made a joy in that empty hole your dad left. I couldn't fill the void in. Confess that I was an idiot too, messing with girls that wasn't even pretty as you. I downgraded. To me it was quantity, not quality. Scarred you psychologically. Accept my apology. I regret the times I said lies to you. Headed to other girls when I said bye to you. Dropped them off and later on I would drive to you. Been a minute, this is my way of saying hi to you. I was too young, dumb and full of come to care before the Jasmine, Rachel and many more. This is sincerely yours. This is sincerely yours.
This is a letter to my future wife. Before you take the chance, know I got plans to do you right. Sometimes I might party late, sneak out at night. Get some random messages from exes acting negligent. You know, minor fights, your fam treat me kinda nice. When they show up, try not to blow up like dynamites. Instead, you post a pic to get your 2,000 likes. Snapping about what happened and your mama who you sounding like. Just know I'm well intentioned. And oh, I fell in mention. I'll be overseas with brunettes trying to teach me French. And though I feel a tension, know you're my superstar. They don't even see the benches, stay true to who you are. As for now, I've been dating, having sex with Ange. In a bachelor pad, taking trips to Mexican. Trying one girl, then messing with her next to kin. But when I meet you, I'll be sure to do the best I can and bring you happy days. We'll make a business like a baby, then look back like, babe, look at the app we raised. I'll have a secretary, bad body, she the wave. Might flirt, but I won't hit it, let it get in the way. Cause that's my past me, by past I mean today. If you met this me, instead I wonder would you stay. Too much speculation, this is a dedication to my future wife. Hope you don't leave me at the altar waiting. Cecilia, yours. 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 Cecilia, yours.
Hey, that's Sincerely Yours, and that's Wordsmith and Pearl Gates. Man, he spoke in front of, I thought he was read my story. he said downgraded.
Man.
I downgraded for quantity instead of for quality. I'm like, I've done that before. You mean I could get four of you for just one of you? Let me take the four.
Lyrics, beats, bars,
flow,
everything, man. It's the whole package right here. And then you got the hard copy even banging. I would definitely say anybody out there that's listening, grab this, stream it, hit them up. It's on Spotify. It's on all the social media. Everybody need to get. Hey, hip to what's going on with this album
this
right now.
This is a gold album. This is gold. This is a gold album right here, bro.
For sure.
Thanks, man. We just like I said, man, just, you know, the dope thing about it is Gates is like I would say a generation or two behind me, right? Because he's younger than me, of course. So what's so dope about Gates is the fact that he's a triple threat with it, right? He can sing, he can write, he can produce, he can rap.
Wow.
He can do a whole bunch of things. So he's a little more than a triple threat with it. But I think when you hear the album, what makes it dope is we maintain the integrity of the culture, man, with, you know, the griminess, but we also got songs that are relatable. And then Gates, the way he sings those hooks, it just sounds so ill, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's what I think people enjoy about the album, that it's a sound of today, but it also maintains the integrity of hip hop. And that's one thing about Gates being younger than me, is he's a historian of hip hop. So like, even though he's younger than me, he can do whatever's going on currently. He knows about all the older artists up to today. So that's why I think in him clicking, because I can refer to something back then and he understands what it is. And then he could put me on to what's going on now. You know what I'm saying? So he could be like, yo, this artist, this is what's going on now. And I'm like, cool. So we embrace each other's history, and that's what makes the album so cohesive.
Wow. I would never caught that two different generations is working together for this one album. Because yeah. I thought y'all were about the same age.
Yeah. What makes the album dope, man, is, you know, he's a generation, you know, below us. I don't know how old y'all are, but he's a generation definitely below me, or a generation or two. And
wow,
man, he knows. You can mention pretty much any rapper. You can pretty much mention any rapper from my time, and he knows of them. You know what I'm saying? And that's because, from what I know, he told me his older cousins put him in the loop of that stuff when he was younger. So, you know, a lot of that nowadays is kind of backwards, because sometimes you'll get the new cast don't even want to identify that there was a past to put on the previous generation. You know what I mean? The next generation. True so the bridge sometimes gets broken. And we gotta stop breaking the bridge and actually keep the bridge attached, so dudes can transfer the knowledge and let it go on, and it can be a career forever. You know, that's what it is. You know, you gotta treat it like sports. You know what I'm saying? And as you get older doing the sport, you're the older dude in the locker room, but the young dude becomes the older dude in the locker room sooner or later too. So we gotta think like that. So that maintains the integrity of the culture, and that's how I see it.
And okay, I got one more question. I know we ran out of time, but I got one more question.
No, I'm here, man. So you asked me 20 questions, man. I'm interested now, because I like to enlighten people on what's really, you know, what's going on and other ways to transition as artists. You know?
Yeah. Okay. So as an artist who's been doing this for a little bit of time here, when you got other, say, older artists who are still pursuing music, I mean, especially in this hip-hop, because for some odd reason, they still want hip-hop to be for younger people, you know.
Right.
Is there an age limit when it comes to hip-hop?
There's not an age limit. I think there is a self-awareness that you have to have as an artist in any genre, though. And I think, like, as an artist, and also kind of that competitive nature of being a hip-hop artist, you just think you're always hot, you know, because the integrity of being a hip-hop artist and rapper is that you're ready to battle anybody. Like, you're that ill, right? Like, you come up like that. If you don't think you're ill, then you shouldn't be rapping, kind of. You know what I'm saying? So I think the pride sometimes can offset the actual skill set that the artist has as they evolve, and being that the ego takes over, they're not really self-aware of where they are with what they're making the music, and that takes a hit with the music and the culture. And then in turn, it doesn't really matter what age they are, but sometimes it does affect the older artists, because they're kind of in that bubble of what they've been and who they were, and don't really want to accept the fact that it's time to find the new producer to be hot again. It's time to find the new young blood to be competitive again and stay inspired. And that's the issue I think that plagues the culture a lot, is not that dudes aren't dope rapping, but, like, you know, if you think about, like, a career like Ace has, is still going brand new, feels like, you know, even me, you know, what I'm doing, I look for new producers that are dope, younger producers that are dope, that inspire me from that aspect, you know. So I think as a older artist, I think you need to embrace a younger producer that has some heat, you know. And if you have an older producer that has heat, that's fine too, but I think you definitely need to look for things that's going to inspire you, as opposed to having your ego take over that you have to put an album out because you're a rapper and people expect it from you, you know. Because, you know, till I pass, I'm always going to be asked, yo, what's up with the music? What's the next project?
And yeah, that pressure, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That pressure, when you know your boy, like all three of us probably knew somebody that has rhymed and put out whatever. They probably put out one album, no albums, and they still get asked, what's up with the music? What's up with the music? And that, some people fall prey to that on a point that the music just comes out trash because they've been asked so much about it that they just want to put something out so you can stop asking them about it. But it actually doesn't stop you asking them about it, you know? So it's just one of those gifts and curse with the situation. But that's my take on it, man. It's just about being self-aware and, like, looking for new blood to inspire you, you know? If you play ball, right? If any of us play basketball, anybody out there, you play sports, when you're the old dude and the young dude say, I can beat you running, you race him. You know what I'm saying? you know what I'm saying? Yeah, if you know, the ball rolled to you by accident on the court, you got the work suit on and everything, you're going to shoot. Oh, God. I got the Tim's on. I'm giving you fucking, man. You can't hold me, man. Dude, I'm out here giving you 30 in my church shoes. Come on.
Your church shoes with some hard bottoms. I get 30 with some hard bottoms.
I'm in some hard bottoms out here, man. Come on. You know, so that, you know, I'm aware of all that. So that same nature, you know, you got to embrace it. But at the same time, you might give 18 when you're hard bottoms. But then, you know, you're going to have to dish it to the youngster that got the J, that been out there with the Steph Curry shot all day. You know what I'm saying? You got to be smart. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I ain't dumb. You know what I'm saying? If the dude got the J, I'm a youngster. You rock with the J. You running up and down here like you ain't going to never stop. So I'm good on acknowledging where I am, and I'm very happy with where I am to acknowledge what I need. And, you know, that's what pretty much sums it up.
Okay, hey, let's do this real quick. Could you share your social media with us real quick, where they can find you and Gates?
Yeah. I want to shout out my man General Vega. He was on here. That's how I got wind of y'all.
Vega, yeah, Vega.
That's
my dude. Yeah, that's my dude. Yeah,
that's how I got wind of y'all. That's how I got wind of y'all. That's what's reached up. Out to get on the show. Cause me and him went to college together years ago. You know?
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah,
so they got to be knowing everybody. Vegas, no joke. Yeah. You know everybody.
Yeah.
Right. So, let me get the social media. It's Wordsworth BKLYN, Wordsworth Brooklyn. If you start typing in, you'll see the Champion Sound logo. Then you got Wordsworth _EFC on Twitter, and then you got Wordsworth on Facebook, of course. And then it's Pearl Gates. Is that's Pearl Gates on Instagram, and then I believe it's Pearl Gates on Twitter, and then it's also Pearl Gates on Facebook, and then it Quincy Tone Beats, Quincey Tones Beats on Instagram, and then Quincy Tones is on Facebook as well, and also on Twitter.
We gonna have to get Quincy on here. We have to get Quincy Tones on here. So, hey, I'm gonna put you on.
He's in the UK, so he's like 6 hours ahead. So that's why it's kind of difficult with that. So, I'm sure he would do it. Yeah, I'm sure he would do it though, man. Definitely. If you hit him in the DM or whatever, I'm sure he'll make time for it.
Okay. Hey, I'm gonna put you on hold for one moment, and I'll be right back right after this.
Yeah. No problem. Join us
next time on Side Hustle Radio. Highlights from past shows and more. Link up with Side Hustle Radio on Facebook.